Today's podcast is sponsored by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, and vegans. Go to healthiq.com/ordinaryvegan for more information.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to podcast number 28. What are carbohydrates and understanding the role of carbohydrates in your diet? My name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a vegan diet for health and wellness, the environment, and for animal welfare. A delicious plant-based diet consists of grains like quinoa and brown rice, legumes like beans and lentils, vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. It excludes all animal protein, including meat, dairy, and eggs. I created this podcast to support you, to serve you, to inspire you, and help you live a long, energetic, and healthy lifestyle. I always say eating plant-based can actually change your life because of the big picture it creates. Many of us have spent a portion of our life rejecting our body and our sense of identity. And most of the time, this has been brought on by meaningful and not so meaningful people in our life who have called us fat, skinny, or somehow else contributed to our eating habits. When I was 13 years old, I really enjoyed gymnastics and I loved to compete on the rings. I could do dips and push-ups and was amazing at holding a plank. And I was incredibly strong for such a tiny person. But one day, I heard a boy who I had a crush on say, "I had arms like a guy." That was it. I stopped doing what I loved. I don't know why I had such low self-esteem back then and why I would let one comment stop me from doing what I love, but I did. And it wasn't like I was going to the Olympics or anything. It was just a hobby I loved. So I learned at an early age that learning to love yourself for what and who you are isn't an easy thing to do. But making the decision to eat a plant-based diet is a very big step to treating yourself with the compassion you deserve. And when you show compassion for yourself, you increase your compassion towards everything, and you begin to look at life differently. There is a wonderful writer named Pema Chodron. She is a female Buddhist teacher and nun who has written numerous books on how we can get hooked on habitual negative thoughts or self-destructive actions. And if you're ever going through a particularly rough stretch in your life, I highly recommend her book, When Things Fall Apart. Here is a quote from her book about being at your lowest point. When things are shaky and nothing is working, we might realize that we are on the verge of something. We might realize that this is a very vulnerable and tender place, and that tenderness can go either way. We can shut down and feel resentful, or we can touch in on that throbbing quality. My translation of that quote is that you can take something really bad and use it as a catalyst for change. I mentioned in my earlier podcast that when I became vegan, I made that change at one of the lowest points of my life. And that became the spark for changing my life. I don't know exactly why I'm speaking about this today. Maybe it's the holidays making me a little emotional, but maybe one of you out there is going through some bad times. And maybe this is the perfect time for you to make big changes. Pema Chodron also says, every human being has the potential to awaken. So whoever is out there who needs to hear that, I send you all my compassion. Now let's discuss today's podcast. What are carbohydrates and what role do carbohydrates play in our bodies? It can be so hard to eat healthy when there is so much confusion surrounding nutrients, especially carbohydrates. How many times have you heard someone say they can't eat that because it has too many carbohydrates, or they're trying to cut back on carbohydrates? Good carbs, bad carbs. It can be very confusing. And that is why I wanted to devote today's podcast to understanding carbohydrates and their role in your health. Let's begin by discussing the reason we are so confused. Bad diets come and go, but in 2002, a new craze began for high-protein, low-carbohydrate diets like the Atkins diet. Many of these diets encouraged us to eat large amounts of animal protein, like red meat and butter, to lose weight, and it discouraged us to eat carbohydrates. Later, when studies revealed that high protein, particularly protein derived from animals, could lead to heart disease, it slowed the momentum. Not only that, other severe health problems resulted from these diets because of nutritional deficiencies and insufficient fiber. These diets cause kidney damage, liver problems, and kidney stones. Then, in 2014, a major study was released from the University of Southern California, and it concluded that a high-protein diet was linked not only to cancer, but to death. And one of the biggest impacts of these high-protein diets is the use of the words low-carb. This created a generation of people who thought all carbohydrates were bad. So, what are carbohydrates? Carbohydrates are one of the main types of nutrients, and they play a critical role in the proper functioning of our immune system, blood clotting, and our human development. Healthy, high-carbohydrate foods include vegetables, legumes, whole grains, fruits, and nuts. A deficiency of carbohydrates can lead to impaired functioning of all these systems. Excessive consumption of refined carbohydrates like sugar or corn syrup can lead to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. So let's break it down. Carbohydrates are a macronutrient, meaning they are one of the three main ways the body obtains energy. The other two macronutrients are fat and protein. They are named carbohydrates because at the chemical level, carbohydrates contain carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. There are three main types of carbohydrates in food. They are sugars, starches, and fibers, and each affect your body and your health differently. Sugars in food carbohydrates are naturally occurring sugars, like you would find in fresh fruit. Added sugars occur in processed foods, like cookies or canned fruit. starchy foods are a main source of energy. When starchy foods are digested, they are broken down into glucose, which is the main fuel for the body, especially for the brain and muscles. Starchy foods also provide fiber. Foods high in starch include vegetables like corn, lima beans, and potatoes, grains like oats, barley, and rice, and legumes like lentils and beans. Fiber is the indigestible part of plant foods, and most of it passes through the intestines and it is not digested. As fiber intake goes up, the risk of metabolic syndrome appears to go down. Less inflammation and the greater dietary fiber intake is associated with a lower risk of heart disease. In other words, fiber is your friend. Good sources of fiber include beans, legumes, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts. There is no fiber in animal products such as milk, eggs, meat, poultry, and fish. Before we discuss the two types of carbohydrates in food and which you should eat, I wanted to announce that I have a new sponsor for this podcast. Many people reach out to me about sponsoring my podcast, but many of these people want me to advertise products that don't fit our healthy lifestyle here on Ordinary Vegan. So when Health IQ reached out to me, I did some research and thought this could be a good fit for people with a healthy lifestyle looking for life insurance. Here is what they do. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, and vegans. They are trusted by some of America's top athletic organizations, including the nonprofit Roadrunners Club of America, USA Triathlon Organization, US Masters Swimming, and USA Weightlifting Organization. And they have spent years gathering the science and data to prove that the health conscious deserve lower rates. It's like saving money by being a good driver. Health IQ gets you lower rates on your life insurance based on your lifestyle. Their mission is to improve the health of the world by celebrating the health conscious. Health IQ is another reason to keep eating your fruits, grains, lentils, and vegetables. So thank you, Health IQ, for sponsoring today's show. And you can learn more about and get a quote on life insurance by visiting healthiq.com/ordinaryvegan. I will put a link in this week's show notes. Now, let's discuss the two types of carbohydrates in foods, simple and complex. We will start with complex. Whole plant-based foods like vegetables, whole grains like oatmeal, starchy vegetables like sweet potatoes, and legumes like lentils and beans are your best source of complex carbohydrates. Here is how it works. Complex carbohydrates consist of a long chain of natural, simple carbs that are linked together and referred to as complex. Complex carbs contain vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. They are often rich in fiber, and foods high in fiber add bulk to your meals and help fill your stomach. Complex carbs release glucose more slowly into the bloodstream, offering a steadier source of energy. Your body needs a variety of complex carbohydrates to function and stay healthy. Without complex carbohydrates, you could suffer a number of health consequences. Here are just a few reasons why you need complex carbs. Energy. Complex carbs provide the body with energy almost immediately. I recommend starting your day with complex carbohydrates like whole grains, which release slowly into the bloodstream and provides energy all day. My favorite is warm quinoa, oats, or farro topped with fruit, hemp seeds, a few nuts, and drizzled with some maple syrup. You also need complex carbohydrates for metabolism. When you go on a high-protein diet, your metabolism adapts quickly to the prolonged low-carb, high-fat intake and significantly decreases your metabolism over time. Complex carbs can speed up your metabolism because complex carbs are high in resistant starch. As you probably remember from an earlier podcast, resistant starch has been called nature's fat-burning breakthrough because resistant starch is bulky, so it takes up space in your digestive system. Because you can't digest it or absorb it, the starch never enters your bloodstream. That means it avoids the issue of some carbs which can get socked away as body fat when you eat more than you can burn. According to some studies, adding just a half cup to 1 cup of resistant starch-rich food per day can lower blood sugar and shut down hunger hormones. Beans, bananas, sweet potatoes, barley, and brown rice contain high amounts of resistant starch. Complex carbs fill you up and curb your hunger. Many complex carbs act as appetite suppressants. They are even more filling than protein and fat. They fill you up because they are digested more slowly in the body than other types of foods, triggering a sensation of fullness in both your brain and stomach. Complex carbs also affect your blood sugar. The right mix of complex carbs is the best way to control blood sugar. Many complex carbohydrate foods contain fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and they take longer to digest, which means they have less of an immediate impact on blood sugar. Some complex carbohydrates with a high glycemic index can cause spikes in blood sugar, which is worrisome for anyone suffering from type 2 diabetes. Glycemic index is a measurement carried out on carbohydrate-containing foods and their impact on blood sugar. Many factors can affect a food's glycemic index, including processing. Grains that have been milled and refined have a higher glycemic index than minimally processed whole grains. Ripeness. Ripe fruits and vegetables tend to have a higher glycemic index than unripened. Fiber content. High fiber foods don't contain as much digestible carbohydrate, so it slows the rate of digestion and causes a more gradual and lower rise in blood sugar. And the physical form affects the glycemic index too. Finely ground grain is more rapidly digested than coarsely ground grain, which is why eating whole grains like brown rice or oats is much healthier than eating processed whole grain bread. Complex carbohydrates with low glycemic load include bran and apples and oranges and beans and lentils and cashews and peanuts and carrots. Complex carbohydrates with a high glycemic load include white potatoes, white rice, and white flour. Now, let's talk about simple carbohydrates. Simple carbohydrates are made of just one or two sugar molecules. Food sources of simple carbohydrates include table sugar, corn syrup, honey, fruit drinks, candy, milk products, and jams. Simple carbohydrates are sugars. They are a quick source of energy, so they are rapidly digested. Simple carbohydrates don't usually supply any nutrients or fiber. If you want to avoid simple carbohydrates, skip refined and processed foods altogether. Also, read the label to see if there is added sugar. Be suspicious of anything on the label that has the phrase OSE, like fructose, sucrose, lactose. Those are code words for sugar. Also, avoid the lure of low-fat foods, which contain sizable amounts of calories from simple carbohydrates. The last carbohydrate I want to discuss is refined carbohydrates. Refined carbohydrates are forms of sugars and starches that don't exist in nature. They do come from natural whole foods, but they have been altered in some way by processing to refine them. The processing of refining a food not only removes the fiber, but it also removes much of the food's nutritional value, including B-complex vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, and healthy oils. Some companies will then enrich the product with some of the nutrients that were stripped away, but this does not always occur and it is not natural. It is also estimated that 93% of Americans eat too many refined grains. Refined grains are found in almost anything processed, including baked goods like breads, pastries, and cookies, but also cereal, rice, crackers, and granola bars. And the average American consumes well over 100 pounds of refined flour every year. Not only that, the average American ends up consuming about 80 pounds of sugar per year. And that is all in processed foods. Refined carbohydrates raise insulin levels and promotes obesity, especially when it's combined with fat. It is definitely in your best interest to never consume refined carbohydrates. Most have absolutely no nutritional value and include large amounts of salt and sugar. So what we've learned about carbs is the bad rap carbs received was never really a carb problem, but a processed food problem. And a healthy, whole food, plant-based diet should comprise of 80% natural complex carbohydrates. I would also like to say something about starchy carbs like white potatoes. Dr. John McDougall, heart specialist and author of The Starch Diet, teaches that humans are starch eaters in large populations of trim, healthy people throughout history have obtained the bulk of their calories from starch. He recommends a low-fat, high-starch, plant-based diet for anyone with existing heart problems. And he has had many, many success stories. You can read more about Dr. John McDougall's high-starch, oil-free diet. I will include a link in this week's show notes. Well, that's it for today's podcast. I hope I addressed some of those myths about carbs, and I hope that today's nutritional information helps you live a long and healthy life. I always love hearing from you, and I love your feedback, so please send me an email at nancy@ordinaryvegan.net with any questions you may have. You can find me and all my podcasts online on my brand new website, ordinaryvegan.net. Please visit it. It has every resource you could possibly need to begin or maintain a healthy plant-based diet. Please join our healthy Facebook community at facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. The community is over 313,000 strong, and they love helping and supporting each other. If you get a minute, please write a review on iTunes, because the more reviews the podcast gets, the more prominently it will be featured, which means reaching more people with our plant-based message. I will post an iTunes link in this week's show notes located at ordinaryvegan.net. I will also include the link to healthiq.com/ordinaryvegan. I hope you get a minute to visit my new sponsor. Thanks for joining me on this adventure. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's podcasts, recipes, and plant-based tips. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.